Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 50.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where you can hear some popular blogs covering health and fitness, read to you by me, Dr. Neil. But on Fridays, I do something special. I take your audio questions from our website, oldpodcast.com, play them right here, and answer them for you. This is one of my favorite parts of the show, so keep sending in those questions. I love hearing from you all. Now, why am I qualified to answer your questions? Well, if you're new here, I'm a doctor of public health. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist and a certified personal trainer or exercise physiologist, same thing. And I'm happy to answer any questions you have. Call in anytime. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD, where OHD stands for Optimal Health Daily, of course. Or you can send a voice message in at oldpodcast.com. It's really easy, and you can do as many takes as you like. Also, we're doing special raffles for people that submit a question. You'll have a really good chance of winning books and more. So again, just come by oldpodcast.com to send one in. Or call 61-I-LOVE-OHD. If you can't remember the number, it'll be in this episode's description also. Today's inspirational quote, as I mentioned the other day, comes from one of my bestest, most favoritest books, Tuesdays with Maury. He said, quote, "There is no such thing as too late in life." And with that, let's hear today's question as we start optimizing your life.
Hi, this is Nikki. I find that after a workout, I'm sore the next day. Are there benefits to working out even if I'm sore, or is it best to rest and resume when the soreness is gone?
Hi, Nikki. Thank you so much for your question. From beginners to elite athletes, soreness is something we all deal with. Remember how I shared with you that my wife thinks my shoulders need to be bigger since, in her opinion, they're dwarfed by some of my other features? Well, in the past, I've been on this total body, high-intensity workout kick lately, so I really hadn't been working specific parts of my body until my wife made that observation. So I hopped back into the weight room and worked just my shoulders for about an hour straight. The next day, I was actually feeling kind of good. I wasn't sore at all. But the day after, my shoulders were on fire. So now what? Should I go back and do the routine again, or should I rest my shoulders? It turns out that neither are correct. There are a couple of ways to speed up the healing process for sore muscles. First, I must mention that muscles feel sore because there's been some damage to the muscle tissue. Now, don't get me wrong, this is not a bad thing. Soreness simply means that you broke down some of your old muscle because you pushed yourself, which is a good thing, and now your body is repairing that muscle, which actually leads to muscle growth and improved strength. Now, it's important to know your body. If it feels like you may have injured yourself, the following advice does not apply to you. Definitely go see your personal care physician first. But if you are experiencing soreness, here's what you can do. Option one, work out that same group of muscles again, but at a much lighter intensity and shorter duration. For example, my shoulders were definitely sore 2 days after my shoulder-specific workout. Now, we call this delayed onset muscle soreness. When you're not sore the next day, but maybe the day after or even the day after that, it means you really pushed those muscles pretty hard. So to speed up the healing and recovery process, what I did was perform shoulder presses with some dumbbells using a much lighter weight. My goal was one set of 15 to 20 repetitions of push presses. I then performed one set of some dumbbell lateral raises, again using a very light weight with a goal of 15 to 20 repetitions. Lastly, I performed barbell upright rows with, you guessed it, a light weight and high reps. Now, why is this helpful? Working the same groups of muscles again brings more blood to those areas. Increasing blood flow is key because blood brings important nutrients to help heal those tissues. Option 2, which could be used in conjunction with option 1. Use a combination of ice and heat. Some have said that for sore muscles, you need to ice them. Others will tell you to go sit in a jacuzzi for 30 minutes. Well, which one is it? Turns out both are correct. A combination of heat and ice can help improve muscle soreness. The sweet spot is pressing a cold pack that's been wrapped in a towel against the muscle for about 15 to 20 minutes. Then apply 15 minutes of heat right after. You can use a wet towel for the heat or even a heating pad. They both work equally well. You can repeat the cycle up to 6 times over the next 48 hours. Now, why is ice and heat so helpful? Researchers aren't exactly sure, but somehow the combination of the cold, which will reduce inflammation, and the heat, which will bring more blood to the area, helps speed up the healing process. Option 3, take time for warm-ups and cool-downs. Basically, a warm-up may be valuable because it gets your muscles ready for the upcoming activity. I say may be valuable because there's been some debate about it recently, but most experts in the field believe that a warm-up can only help and not harm. A proper warm-up should involve major body parts and be performed at a light to moderate intensity. If today is a cardio day, for example, and you plan on going for a run, then warm up first by walking, then lightly jogging. Before performing resistance exercises, you can also walk or jog for 5 minutes. Then, before you work a particular set of muscles, perform one set using a light weight. A cool down also prevents injury and will help stabilize blood pressure and heart rate after the workout. Sometimes abruptly stopping a really tough workout can make us feel a little dizzy or lightheaded. A cool down can help prevent or relieve those symptoms. If it doesn't, definitely stop what you're doing, lie down, and elevate your feet. The recommendations for cool downs are very similar to the warm up. Perform a lighter intensity cardiovascular movement like walking for about 5 minutes. But here is the big difference. Now is the best time to perform those static stretches. It's after your cool down. That's the optimal time. Speaking of stretching, option number 4. Take time to stretch those muscles after your workout. Ideally, you'd want to stretch all of the major muscle groups, like legs, chest, back, shoulders, glutes. But you want to stretch those gently, especially if they're sore. If you can fit in some regular stretching 2 to 3 days each week, that'd be great. Better would be 5 to 7 days a week. Now, when you're stretching those muscles, you want to pull on them until you feel some tightness, some mild discomfort. That's the goal, not pain. Once you feel that mild discomfort, hold that position anywhere for 10 to 30 seconds. It turns out they've done research. If you hold a stretch for about 10 seconds, it gives you roughly the same effect as if you held that stretch for 30 seconds. So you can save a lot of time, hold each stretch for 10 seconds, and it'll do just as good. Then you want to stretch those muscle groups 2 to 4 times. Now, it doesn't need to be the same exact stretch, though. For example, there are like 15 different ways to stretch your hamstrings. Ditto your quads. So use different methods, but stretch that group of muscles at least twice during that same stretching session. Personally, I use all 4 of these options to help prevent or recover from sore muscles.
When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So, when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you again for that question, Nikki. You're going to be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a free book. And if you want to be on this show and have a really good chance to win free books, come by oldpodcast.com to submit your question or call 61-I-LOVE-OHD. There's a good chance it'll be played and answered right here on the podcast. 50 whole episodes of Optimal Health Daily. Can't believe it. That's 10 weeks of this show, which is really amazing. Thank you for all the support so far, and we'll continue this show on Monday where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode, and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.